Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play for you guys a couple of cuts. These first ones come from Andy Heck. He is the offensive line coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was asked about the illegal formation penalties for Juwan Taylor. Here's what the Chiefs offensive line coach had to say.
Now, there, when he's getting called, those are good calls. I mean, he's too deep. You get your helmet's got to break the plane. I think, as a very prideful player, one of the things Juwan takes a lot of pride in is he's going to give himself every advantage that he can. He's going to be on that snap count. And what we're telling him is, hey, that's not necessarily an advantage every time. Like, in fact, it can get you in trouble if you're too quick, you're too deep, that's creating too much space. And so, but he does take a lot of pride in what he's doing there.
So that is the Chiefs offensive line coach, Andy Heck, talking about the illegal formation penalties from Juwan Taylor. We'll see if that's something that the Chiefs can potentially get cleaned up. This is something that they've just been dealing with for some time. I know people have referred to Chris Collinsworth, and maybe he is the culprit in all of this. That was the first game of his career in a Chiefs uniform. I'm just past using that as an excuse for why Juwan Taylor is just not lined up correctly and committing these illegal formation penalties. It's one thing to be getting holding penalties. These are just very simple line up correctly penalties that have been really hurting the Kansas City Chiefs. Here is Andy Heck talking about run scheme and what the Chiefs can do to try to get that going.
We still are in the process of finding out what we're good at. We've always done a lot of different concepts. I mean, I think it's whether it's, you know, throwing formations at people, different motions, variety. I would say the same is true of scheme. We're a mid-zone team. We're an inside zone team. It might be that we're best at one of those two things, but we're going to have gap schemes. We're going to have man schemes. We're going to have specials. I believe in that. We will find it. We'll find out what it is we're best at from the line standpoint, from the runner standpoint, and what's best for our team. You know, is it getting under center and rolling, or is it RPOs? And we've, you know, kind of been a big RPO team through the years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I understand that you have been a big RPO team over the years. Maybe that's not the best situation for this year's Kansas City Chiefs team. I do think it is pretty important to note that the time this season that the Chiefs ran the football most effectively, they did so with Patrick Mahomes under center and allowing either Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt to just simply go downhill. What I notice from Pacheco is it's a player who's just thinking too much. that you're giving it to him in the shotgun. He's having to make a cut, having to make a quick decision. And I think you see that he is struggling with it right now. Well, let's just simplify this. Let's just play some old school smash mouth football. Let's put Mahomes under center. Let's have him turn around. Let's have him hand it to you. Just one cut through the A gap, one cut through the B gap. And let's just get going and let's just try to get you moving downhill. That is one thing that I would like to see the Chiefs run game do. I just don't think that they have the personnel potentially to run the football the way that they think they can run it. I don't think that they have that level of explosiveness right now. So I think some of it just has to be, how do we get the most out of this offensive line? How do we get the most out of this running back room? I think it's pretty safe to say that they just don't see Elijah Mitchell as part of their plans. He has been a healthy inactive for the first three games of the season. We're not talking about a guy who's been limited in practice. No, he's practicing with the team. He's not on the injured list. They're just not making him available to play in these games. Rashard Smith only has three carries so far this season. So you've made a decision about how you want to try to run the football so far this season. You just got to figure out a way to get that going. Potentially getting under center and just simplifying the run game just a little bit and just trying to get your offensive linemen to push downhill, to try to get your running backs to push downhill. Rob, I really think could potentially add a boost to this rushing attack.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't love that the offensive line coach is saying, I don't know what we are right now as a run team. It strikes my ear wrong. I understand what he's trying to say, and I'm not going to come on here and, you know, fire and brimstone. Oh, I can't believe the O-line coach said that. It hits my ear wrong because Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, and Andy Heck have been here since Andy Reid showed up. Like, this isn't some new scheme. So I get what he's trying to say, that, hey, we don't know what our identity is yet. We don't know what we are yet. We're still trying to, you know, work out the kinks type of deal. But I think we've seen over the first 3 weeks what they are bad at when it comes to running the football. What scheme doesn't work when it comes to running the football. And this is coming from me, professional running back hater. So I don't know all the inside baseball lingo. I'm not going to come on here and be like, you got to run more ISO versus duo. I'm not going to do that. It's a waste of everyone's time. But I do think, to your point, maybe the RPO game isn't working. Jeff Schwartz was on the show yesterday talking about how he doesn't like the scheme and the RPO game really isn't working. Mitchell Schwartz has been pretty vocal on social media about how he doesn't like the scheme and the RPO game isn't working. I trust those guys more with offensive line play than myself. So I get what the O-line coach is trying to say. I don't love the way it hits my ear that, hey, we don't really know what we are yet. I don't know why. You've had the same guys in the room since the dawn of time in Kansas City. I don't understand why you don't know, but maybe it's time to understand what you don't do well. And if me and you can point it out, I'd hope the offensive line coach can also identify what's not working.
Yeah, I think that most people agree with this sentiment. The Chiefs have invested a lot of their resources. The Chiefs are currently the fifth highest paid offense in the National Football League. Now, I get it. Quarterback changes the math, what we're talking about. You pay your quarterback a lot of money, but you have spent big time money on that offensive line. You got the highest paid center, the highest paid right guard, one of the five highest paid right tackles. You spent the first round pick on a left tackle, a second round pick. Like, they have a lot of things and resources tied up into their offensive line. You have to get more from your run game than you're getting. If anything, just to create some balance in your offense. And the Chiefs' offense, regardless of who's out there on the outside, it is always going to work better with Patrick, and we've seen that. When they can just be balanced and give you some threat. So whether it is creating a running back that you can throw it to out of the backfield, the way that you had it with Jerick McKinnon and Samaje Perine, whether it's just simply getting more out of the running back room, their rushing attack cannot consist of pat scrambles. You got to be able to generate some explosive plays from outside that run game. I really think simplifying the run game and just getting guys moving downhill, I think that could be the best thing that you could possibly do with this offense and with this offensive line. Last cut I want to play for you guys, Andy Heck. He is the offensive line coach. He was asked, where's Jalen Moore? Here was his answer.
Not the second. I mean, Jalen's been doing a lot of good things for us. We got a lot of confidence in him. Good big body in there. Did a nice job in there in that 4 minute.
You guys get a clear answer there from him?
I mean, I hear confidence. I hear a lot of confidence in that player.
I'm just asking, do you guys like the answer that we got on where Jalen Moore is? Because I didn't really get the vibe that he's going to be seeing the field anytime soon. Is that the Is that the energy that you got? Because that's not the energy that I got. I don't think that we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Jalen Moore on Sundays for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it's going to be more of the same. I don't think the Chiefs have any plans, at least right now in the short term, of really switching things up. I think the Chiefs are going to ride this thing out until they get Rashee Rice and then evaluate where they are as a team and as an offense. I didn't really get the sense that the Chiefs plan on making any changes up front anytime soon, at least not with Jalen Moore. That's not what I heard in that clip.
I mean, that is peak non-answer. He was asked, hey, what have you been seeing from Jalen Moore? He kind of got in the game at the end of the game. Are you trying to work him in, get him some reps? Yeah. Not really the second thing so much as, you know, he's a good big body. Okay, good to know the offensive lineman is big. And we like what he did for us in 4 minutes. All right. I mean, it doesn't sound like a guy they're moving to make starter. It doesn't sound like a guy that they're talking about, man, we love what we see in practice. It doesn't sound like he's, you know, pushing Jawan Taylor. It doesn't sound like Jawan Taylor's about to get Wally pipped by Jalen Moore. So maybe he's just a short answer guy. I don't know. That 12 seconds made me feel like Jawan Taylor's your right tackle going forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.